where for Sydney and New South Wales, these are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Qantas Chief Alan Joyce has written to 14 million frequent flyer members to alleviate any safety concerns after a spate of turnbacks, as the airline also slashed the price of 170,000 seats in a price war with Virgin Australia. Data shared by the airline showed 81.5% of flights got away on time in January, compared with 78.5% in the same month 3 years ago. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Monarchists are outraged that King Charles is being snubbed for Australia's new $5 note, saying it's republicanism by stealth. The Australian Monarchist League slammed the Reserve Bank's decision not to feature the King to replace his late mother, Queen Elizabeth, on the next batch of notes, which won't be in circulation for a number of years yet. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The race is on to protect thousands of residents from devastating blazes amid warnings from authorities that a rare hat trick of La Ninas could create a perfect storm of bushfire risk across New South Wales before the end of the year. Rural Fire Services Commissioner Rob Rogers told the Daily Telegraph a frenzied work schedule, including hazard reduction burns, fire trail clearing and property inspections, was underway ahead of next summer as the spectre of mass bushfires fueled by three soggy summers looms. And GWS rookie Jason Gilbey has lifted the lid on his milk obsession after his stunning intake of the dairy drink was revealed. Gilbey sent the internet into a spin this week after it was emerged during a pre-season bonding exercise that the first-year giant had swapped his water intake with milk 3 years ago. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.